Blog Talk Radio.
Hot dang! Ever want to be on a wacky TV show? Well, here's your chance.
Hooray!
Hillbilly Horror Show is having a contest, and the winner gets a walk-on role in Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 5. Hang out on set with the cast, and yeah, fellas, that means hanging with the lovely Miss Lulu featured in Maxim.
You smell like the inside of my mama's purse.
Head on over to hillbillyhorrorshow.com to enter and join in the fun. And be sure to check out Hillbilly Horror Show Volumes 1 and 2, now out on DVD at major retailers and Amazon.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Monday, December 29th. As we are wrapping up the old year, heading into the new year, I'm your host, Vince Pontigli. Tonight, a little late, in about 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Shannon Baxter, who will be talking about her attempts to become Ms. Motorsports or Ms. Motorama. We'll get her backstory and introduce you to all our listeners here. Hope everybody had an awesome Christmas, and Santa was very good to them. If it wasn't, I guess you must have been a little too naughty. Or did you get your Christmas wish list and get race tickets to go to somewhere around the country and watch some major motorsports event for the upcoming year? But anyway, as we wrap up this year, heading into the new year, a lot of things have come into play. Of course, NASCAR's rule changes will be coming in effect in February. Some people heading down, I guess, for ARCA testing or getting ready there. I know some people I'm going to try to nab in the upcoming weeks that will be trying to run the ARCA race at Daytona and what's going on there. As far as we're concerned here, you, if you want to give us a call, the number is 646-649-1899. And we'll be looking to hear from you and see what you thought about the past year. And if you want to come in and talk about what you want to see in the upcoming year. We got some spoiler changes, no testing. So it's going to make for an interesting turn of events this coming year as the drivers get ready for their preparation, because usually once Christmas is turned around and they've done all their hunting trips, time to get their teams and start working on, if they haven't been working on the cars for Daytona, usually that takes the most most intensity, because everybody wants to kick off the year in a good start, especially with the chase format to what it is today with the 16-car chase and then elimination rounds every three races to where the bottom four get dropped, leaving it for a one-race shootout between the final four. Turned out to be an interesting thing where whoever finished the highest would have actually won the championship, even though Harvick did manage to win the race and clinch it. He did it in convincing fashion that way, instead of just finishing above the second place. The second place guy, who happened to be Ryan Newman, and finishing in second place meant finishing in the standings in second place. So if Newman had finished second and Harvick third, then Newman would have got the big silver trophy. So that made for a pretty interesting run. Going to see some drivers and new teams coming up. Of course, Carl Edwards being the biggest name. Heading over to Joe Gibbs Racing, you have, I think, Ryan Blaney coming up. He'll be driving for the Wood Brothers for his rookie season. Remember when Trevor Bain, his rookie Sprint Cup debut at the Daytona 500, taking the win? Well, there's always a chance for that happening. So you can't rule that out. When you get to, as the season wears on, we'll see how the stars shine. Dale Jr. finished well, won a few races this past season, finished up in the chase, didn't get eliminated until the second to the last round. has a new crew chief, so that'll be taking some getting used to. Thing I saw earlier in the news was, will Danica Patrick leave Stuart Haas after the 2015 season? So that's going to be an interesting thing. Leaving the championship team, of course, Tony Stewart winning the championship as a driver his first year with his own team, and then getting it an owner's trophy as well, fielding the car driven by Kevin Harvick. So that's so now Stuart Haas has become a major player in their short existence. Of course, Gene Haas, who was with Ed Kranafis years ago, it was a a second or third tier team and didn't make too many races, but Stewart coming over, bringing his reputation, his and being a champion and bringing sponsors with him. Went from a one-car team to a four-car team, and now they're a major player. Of course, it started with Stewart and Newman, the only two cars. When Stewart took over, they went two-car team, and then last year they went from two to four, adding Harvick and Kurt Busch now. And dropping Newman, then picking up Danica Patrick when she actually was a three-car team with Danica, Newman, and Stewart. And then Newman left, and Harvick and Kurt Busch came on board. So NASCAR allowing a maximum of four teams per ownership group. So that's reaching their limit. Of course, the last edition of Kurt Busch was Gene Haas is doing. He went to Kurt Busch and signed them as the fourth team. They were set, ready to go into last year with just the three, but as you well know, Kurt Busch and Harvick did make the chase, leaving Stewart and Danica out on the sidelines. Of course, plagued from an injury from 2 years ago, and then troubles after a sprint car incident in upstate New York. He stayed out of a few races and was ineligible unless he would have been able to pull off a win, but that didn't happen, which his year was messed up from the get-go from the injuries from the year before, so kind of changed his outlook on how his season went. So, but his other two drivers carried the banner. Two of his other drivers carried the banner for the team, and they came home with the Sprint Cup trophy. That being said, that leaves one person who has to at least make the chase this coming year. So we'll see what happens. And if she can do it, it'll be her third full year in Cup. Maybe her fourth. Let's see. Where did she come in? I know Darrell Waltrip, Rusty Wallace, and former drivers saying it's going to take her at least three solid years of competition to get her to where she can actually be competitive. So this is year three. Of course, she kicked off her rookie year winning the Daytona 500 pole. And everybody thought, well, you know, there's a start. She can go build from there, and didn't quite happen. Of course, last year, Austin Dillon won the Daytona 500 pole and had a fairly decent season. I wouldn't call it outstanding. He was in the battle for rookie year, but was outdriven by Kyle Larson, who I thought, coming right from part, basically not running nationwide very long, to running a full-time cup ride with Chip Ganassi, I know it's a pretty tough team to make the jump and have any success. Of course, he took over for Juan Pablo Montoya after Montoya was let go. Montoya heading back to IndyCar, driving for Roger Penske. It's funny how the two of the biggest rivals in motorsports keep trading drivers back and forth. But this year, you don't have Marcus Ambrose. You have he's gone to drive V8 supercars in Australia for Roger Penske. So, right now, I'd like to welcome our guest to the show. She'll be competing for Ms. Motorsports in 2015 and Miss Motorama, one and only Shannon Baxter. Shannon, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Hey there, how are you?
Good. So I just want to make sure, I wasn't looking for your Facebook page. Is that you sitting on the Mustang?
Yes, it is. That's my car.
Okay, I just want to make sure I had the right page. So from what I can gather, you work for Richard Petty Driving Experience. Is that the one right at Charlotte Motor Speedway?
I do. I work for the Richard Petty Driving Experience, and I also work for an automotive performance shop here in Mooresville, North Carolina, called DR Motorsports.
And you're a contributor to Speedway Media as well, so you're kind of a all-arounder.
Yeah, I haven't written for them in a while because I've been working so much on so many other projects, but I do try to contribute when I can. I also work as a promotional model on the side whenever I get the opportunity to.
I was just wondering what kind of the articles they have you do. Do they send you out to write whatever you want, or they give you a topic and you have to stick to that?
I used to have a column called The Review, and I would always do a review about the races, so I'd kind of give my own opinion about it, and as well as whatever he would want me to write, but normally it was just my opinion of what was going on in racing.
Well, that's pretty good to keep you well-versed in different types of jobs in motorsports. Says you're a track staff. Do you actually train the people that come to Richard Petty Driving Experience, or one of the instructors?
I don't do any of the driving. No, I don't do that kind of thing. But I check people in and get them tucked into the race cars and get their pictures to them after the driving experience and that kind of thing.
Oh, all the fun stuff. Why not drive the car? Are you looking to do that more in the future?
They leave that to the professionals. I'm more of the marketing promotional person rather than the driver.
Well, some of the people that do some of the driving are want to move on to bigger and better things. So you don't see a future as a driver, but you'd rather be a behind the scenes promotional person.
Yeah, definitely I'd rather be a representation of the sport rather than actually driving. That would probably be pretty dangerous.
Well, that's not too bad a thought. Now, I see you're looking to compete in the Miss Motorsports pageant in Oak, Pennsylvania in the middle of January for the Miss Motorsports show. No, it's the Motorsports 2015 show. And I guess you're looking to raise some money. I see you have a GoFundMe account, so looking to raise some money for you to make the trip.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to make the drive there from North Carolina. It's about an 8-hour trip. And then I'm going to have to stay there from the 23rd through the 25th. And if I were to win, I'm probably going to have to stay there a little longer. But I'm trying to raise some money for the trip and for fuel and for the hotel stay. And I'm also going to need the wardrobe that goes along with it and makeup and hair. and all that stuff. I've never done a beauty pageant before, but I was just searching, randomly had the thought in my head one night to look for a motorsports pageant online, and that was the first thing that popped up. And so I applied for it, and they accepted me. So I figured it was just a sign from God that I should do it. So I'm going to give it a shot and see how it goes. If anything, I'll get a great experience out of it.
Oh, that's for sure. And the one thing that I've heard that they requires a knowledge of motorsports, so bone up on that.
Yeah, I think I got that pretty much covered.
And I guess you've been to the AARN, Area Auto Racing News website, and I'm sure they've got pictures from years past, and I guess the wardrobe, Miss America, where you need the evening gown and all that, I guess just a bathing suit. And
right, yeah, we're supposed to have a sportswear, which is like if you're dressing up and going out to a nice dinner, and we're supposed to have a swimwear portion of it as well, and then we're going to have an interview session. We're going to do that behind the scenes with the judges, and then we're also going to answer questions on stage.
Yeah, there will be an audience there, so that's why they have to do it on stage a little bit, it's a fun event, and I guess you get to do things if you win around the tracks in the area. So your travel schedule will be a little bit more extensive.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would love to do it. It would be a great honor to be chosen to be Miss Motorsports, because I would love nothing more than to be able to go to all the different racetracks, because I've only been to a few racetracks that have been in Florida and North Carolina. I haven't really branched out very far as far as dirt track races and tracks and stuff like that. So I'd love to get that that traveling under my belt. I think that would be lots of fun.
So, plus in February, you're also trying for Miss Motorama. Now, is that in case you don't win Miss Motorsports? You're going to use that as the backup version?
Yeah, if I can get enough funding to do that one as well, I would love to do that too. I think it would just be an awesome experience. And apparently there's over 40 girls that have signed up so far. So if anything, it'll get me more experience with beauty pageants since I haven't done one before. And it seems like a lot of the girls who do the Miss Motorsports also do the Miss Motorama pageant. So I should get to know a few people, and sounds like fun. Hopefully I can get enough funding to do both.
That'd be pretty neat. Is there a pageant for the – they have a preliminary show prior to the season in Charlotte, Speedway or somewhere near there, don't they? And do they have a Ms. A pageant down there as well, close to home?
You mean in Charlotte?
Yeah, because that's where all the NASCAR drivers, that's the one they always go to. Well, they live nearby.
Yeah, no, they don't. As far as I know, there's no kind of pageant here in Charlotte. I would like for there to be one. That would be cool, so I wouldn't have to drive 8 hours. But maybe somebody can set that up for the future.
Yeah, 8 hours is a bit of a way to drive. I used to live up that way, and I moved down to southwestern Virginia. So I'm about 3 hours north of you.
Oh, okay.
I used to live in the Philadelphia area, and that was about an hour. The convention area was about an hour north of me, but that's only going because there's so much traffic there, so.
Yeah, I've never been to the Motorsports Race Car and Trade Show, so that'll definitely be fun, and I've never been to Pennsylvania. But as far north as I've been is maybe Virginia, Tennessee, that's about as far north as I've been. So it'll be an awesome time, I think. I'd love to travel, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well, that's pretty good. So you're originally from Florida. What prompted you to make the move to Mooresville?
I moved here after I graduated high school in 2008. I've just always known that I've wanted to work in racing, and in 2004 I actually came up here for my spring break one year with one of my friends, and I just absolutely fell in love with it, because where I'm from, nobody really watches racing and nobody knows anything about it, and everybody thought I was the weird girl for liking racing, and I came up here and everybody liked racing too, and it was such a cool thing to me that other people actually liked racing. So I decided I wanted to move here, so I did, and it seems to be going pretty well so far, and I love it up here, absolutely love it.
That's usually a switch. Everybody from up here is looking to head down to Florida, and you're looking to head north.
I like the weather much better up here. I went to Florida, and it was so hot down there, I wanted to come back to the cold. As much as I love warmth, I don't like being hot during Christmas time.
Yes, and some things about Christmas you want appear to be a little wintry. So in down Florida just isn't quite it. But you moved to a good area, I guess, Mooresville. It's the kind of the hub where all the drivers live, and
yeah,
nobody, I guess nobody really lives in Charlotte itself, do they?
Do what?
Was it more expensive to live in Charlotte, or like a little bit more out in the burbs?
It's definitely not better to live in Mooresville. I live like on the outside of Charlotte, and I'm in a country little area, and I like that. I don't think I could handle living in the big city of Charlotte. That's too much for me. I like my country.
So that's pretty impressive that right after high school you just up and moved to be around racing, and obviously you had to get a job somewhere, so working for a motorsports company and the Richard Petty driving experience, that's right in the thick of things.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in the thick of things. I also internship with the Cars Pro Cup Series last year, and it was an awesome experience because there's not many people who run that series, and it's such a small series. So I got to have so many different roles and learn so much. And I've also got to do a little bit of journalism and public relations. And I've just been able to wear a lot of hats while I've been here, which is nice. And I'm trying to step up my game and maybe do the Miss Motorsport so I can get more of a spokesperson experience, because I feel like that would be a really good job for me. And I just love representing sponsors. I love doing that as a promotional model. It's what we do. Working as a brand ambassador, I've worked for Nationwide Insurance and Xbox and Kellogg's. I represented a lot of brands, and I think that's the role that I like being the most, is to represent sponsors.
That sounds pretty neat. Do you have it on your Facebook page out there? Or you want to get it public this way? You keep the one personal and the other one more for general fanship. Should you become Miss Motorsports, you should be making some new fans as well.
Yeah, I have 1,100 followers as of today on Twitter. I don't have an official Facebook page or anything, but I have my personal Facebook page. But if anybody wants to follow me, they can follow me on Twitter. It's at Shailen Baxter.
Just that? No. I'll have to. Do you use social media a lot? It seems to be the older generation that used to basically rely on press releases and websites and things like that have to make the shift towards the newer, faster, more modern thing. And
right, yeah, I'm very into social media. I use it all the time, and I love Twitter because I've met so many people in racing through Twitter, and then you go to the racetrack and you meet them face-to-face, and it's really awesome. I've actually been talking to Miss Motorsports 2005, Ashley Strimian, who's been answering my questions and helping me out since I haven't done any kind of beauty pageant before, and she's an expert at beauty pageants, so she's been helping me a lot, and social media has just been an excellent form of communication for me since I've been up here as far as meeting people.
I kind of tend to stick to, I guess, more with Facebook with the show and all, I guess, because I could do more with it, I guess. There's 140 characters doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, that can be hard sometimes.
But maybe I ought to use Twitter a little more. I don't tweet enough, but maybe I should.
You got to get creative to try to fit everything within 140 characters, but I think I've shut it down pretty well.
Yeah, especially like when I make show announcements or things like that. Because it's here in the off season, and usually things time to calm down as far as motorsports goes. And being you were available, and your earliest function is going to be, I'd say, within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So get you in the game early. And as far as other things, did you get what you wanted for Christmas, like maybe a new computer or some motorsport stuff?
I got a Michael Kors purse, which is what I asked for, and I also got a tablet, which is pretty handy. So, and I also had people donate to my GoFundMe page, so that's really all I needed. I try not to ask for too much.
I've got to get ready for the big trip, so... Well, we'll look forward to seeing you, hopefully, as the reigning Ms. Motorsports. Have you talked to anybody from up there other than Ms. Motorsports? Was it, you said 2005? That's kind of a while back.
Yeah, she's really only the person I've talked to so far. I'm hoping to meet the girls when I get there, but... I'm hoping to wing it and do my best since I haven't done a beauty pageant before. But from what I've heard, it's pretty laid back, and they try to take the pressure off of us. And hopefully I don't fall on my face and heels.
Just walking in them, we're pretty much used to that.
I definitely have to practice the walking. I'm more of a tennis shoes and Converses kind of girl, so that'll be the biggest challenge for me.
Well, hopefully you'll do really well. And I was wondering, is that your Mustang there? Was it about a 95?
It's a 97, and yes, that's my baby.
Because I have an 08. That's why I was asking. I'm a Stanger, too. You ought to see the new ones coming out.
I'm not a big fan of the new ones, actually. I like... the older styles more. I like my style of Mustang a lot, and I don't like them much past 2003. I like that body, but that's about it.
Well, I had a 2002, and I traded in on the 2008, but more horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2005, the 2009 were kind of a more retro look to the old style. Late 60s ones?
Yeah.
That's kind of why it's a new, look like the old style, only newer version and safer on the roads. But they're teasing me with those new GTs with the 420 horsepower and the Cobras and stuff like that.
Yeah, I probably should trade mine in for a newer version because she gives me a lot of troubles, but I love my car. Maybe next year sometime I'll buy a new car. But I like mine. I'll cry when I sell her.
Well, the good thing is it's paid off. And
yes, that is a very nice.
You like the rag tops?
Yeah, except mine leaks a lot. That's the only problem.
That's one of the biggest problems about them. I'm a little older than you, so we used to have, back in the day, we used to have the T-tops on cars. But they used to leak, too.
Yeah.
So the best thing, I guess, you could do is stick with the hard top, get a sunroof.
Do you drive a stick,
or are you strictly automatic, girl?
No, it's automatic. I don't know if I could handle all that.
Oh, it just takes a little practice. At least if it's on the warranty and you break something, you can get it fixed.
Yeah. Maybe in the future I can learn.
Well, the good news is the Mustang's still the best-looking car out there. I don't care what they say about the Camaros and the Challengers and all that, which is little retro to my era as well, but for some reason Mustangs hold their style. And
I used to love Chevys, but then I got my Mustang because it was a good price and I needed a car, and now I don't know if I can drive anything other than a Mustang because I love my car so much.
Once you get a Stang, you're hooked.
Yes, exactly.
So when do you have to have everything ready for the big trip north?
I'm trying to get everything in order so far. I think I have a local boutique that's going to sponsor me as far as clothing goes, so that'll help out a lot. And I've been looking at hotels today. It's all starting to come together. I'm hoping to get a little bit more money on my GoFundMe page. If not, I should be okay for now, but it should be exciting. I hope to get good wardrobe because I don't really know what to expect. I've only been looking at pictures from past pageants, so I'm hoping I look as good as the other girls do because they all seem really well-rounded and put together and all very beautiful, so I'm definitely going to have my competition cut out for me.
Well, it's not always, like I said, sometimes it has a lot to do with knowledge. So as far as pretty enough goes, I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy, but I think you got that part there.
Well, thank you.
And if anybody wants to help you out, they can go to GoFundMe.com/Shannon Baxter. And I guess follow the directions from there. Am I right?
That's pretty simple. And every dollar helps. I will not be disappointed if someone literally donates a dollar because every dollar helps.
So, as a matter of fact, you were brought to my attention by my partner who handles a lot of stuff up at the local tracks there, and she usually covers the back when I was living up there, we both covered the motorsport show, so...
Yeah,
she
told me that
you guys.
Are you both going to be at the show?
Now, she will, because she lives around the corner. It's a little too far for me to go at this time, because I had just moved down here, so.
Right.
It's another like 8-hour drive. I'd have to do the same. I'd have to follow the same route as you, get a GoFundMe account or put it all out of pocket to go back to the show.
Feel your pain.
I'd be trolling hotels, find the nicest, cheapest one I could find. Nobody would, don't go to no rat holes, so.
I've had my share of bad hotels when traveling with the Pro Cup Series, so I'm pretty much used to it. I'm going to find the cheapest hotel as possible, I think. Save every bit I can.
Are you going by yourself or are you taking somebody with you?
I'm going to take my mom with me, and so I'm not completely by myself, have a road trip
party. That's good to know. At least you have some company. I'll keep you on for the way up and the way back. I'm sure they'll tell you fun places to go eat and things and while you're up there, and depending on where you're staying and close enough to the convention area. Actually, it's near a pretty big shopping center, so.
That's what I just read online, actually, and I'm kind of worried about it because I don't need to be that close to, I think it said, the third largest mall in the United States. Keep me away from there.
You love trolling the malls, huh?
I love shopping.
Well, that's how you keep your wardrobe up to date, I guess, and find all new goodies.
Yeah, probably a little bit too many goodies, but that's okay. I can be a girl sometimes.
That's what it's all about. So good luck in your venture, and hopefully you'll have enough to make the trip and make it all worthwhile. And I'd love to... Love it if you win, then we can have you back on the show and you can brag and cheer and plug all your next gigs and all that kind of stuff. And if you want, you want to keep in touch for anything other stuff, any other stuff you want to promote, then you have my email and I have yours. And
yeah,
thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Hopefully I can come back on and say I did really well in the pageant, but either way, I'm looking forward to it and it should be fun.
Well, you could definitely come back on. You could tell me, then you can give me the inside dirt on the experience. How's that? I'll have you back after it.
The behind-the-scenes scoop on Miss Motorsports 2015.
There you go. It's like a report, like Inside Edition or something like that.
There you go. Motorsports Edition.
Sounds like a plan. You in?
All right. Well, I'm definitely in.
So as soon as things go, let us know. Keep me posted on what's going on.
I'll try to find your partner while I'm at the show so I can meet her and we can talk about you.
Well, I'll have to let her know you'll be looking for her.
I will.
I'll email you her name.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So thanks for joining me. Have fun at the show, and we'll have you back on to give us the inside dirt.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye now. There you have Shannon Baxter going for Ms. Motorsport 2015. That's the motorsport show that we used to all cover. Tammy Allman will be there. She handles our northern agenda with all the dirt tracks and all that. So we'll see what happens with that. Get Shannon back on to talk about her experience and what it's like to be a Ms. Motorsport. So stay tuned. We'll take a little break and be right back after these words.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Hot dang! Ever want to be on a wacky TV show? Well, here's your chance.
Hooray!
Hillbilly Horror Show is having a contest, and the winner gets a walk-on role in Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 5. Hang out on set with the cast, and yeah, fellas, that means hanging with the lovely Miss Lulu featured in Maxim.
You smell like the inside of my mama's purse.
Head on over to hillbillyhorrorshow.com to enter and join in the fun. And be sure to check out Hillbilly Horror Show Volumes 1 and 2, now out on DVD at major retailers and Amazon.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'd like to thank Shannon for joining us, wishing her luck at the Ms. Motorsports Show. You can visit her GoFundMe.com/Shannon Baxter, and hopefully she can make her trip, win the prize, and then come back and tell us all about it. So, that being said, if you want to give us a call, the number is 856. No, it's not 856. It's 646. I'll go back to my old radio station show. 646-649-1899. What would you like to talk about? Pick a topic, any topic. And don't forget, if you want to take a shot at a walk-on for Hillbilly Horror Show, go to hillbillyhorrorshow.com and give them your and sign up. You'll see Garage Talk Live right on their homepage. We work together, we promote them, they promote us. So if you're a Hillbilly Horror Show fan and want to call in, I will be having the cast on shortly as they get ready, maybe to promote their contest as well. So just wanted to let everybody know that. NHRA, as you all know, their season's getting ready to kick off. Usually all motorsports kick off about the same time, different areas. NHRA will kick off on the West Coast and then head down south. NASCAR starts off down south and heads west. IndyCar, they usually start off down south as well. They run a couple of races, and then the month of May is dedicated to the Indy 500. Also running the Indy Grand Prix for the IndyCar series, which used to be Formula One run, but so running two races at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, one on the oval or the rectangle, one on the road course. A lot of road course in the IndyCar series after the merge between and IndyCar. Of course, the reason the IndyCar series split from CART was too many road courses and not enough American drivers, which opened up the way for guys like Sam Hornish, Sarah Fisher, and a bunch of the people that just used to drive on ovals. Tony Stewart was part of that crowd. Of course, Stewart has an IndyCar championship, three Sprint Cup Series championships, but he does not have the two biggest race prizes around. He does have a Brickyard, but he doesn't have a Daytona 500 or an Indy 500. So that remains to be seen. Actually, there aren't too many drivers that have a Daytona 500 win or a Brickyard 400 win. I know Jimmy Johnson does, Jeff Gordon does, Jamie McMurray has them both in the same year, and we'll have to look that up. If somebody has that information on hand, then 646-649-1899. Right here at the and we'll get it out over the air. As we wind up the new year to ring in another racing season, we'll have to see what's happening. Of course, now the big thing is who is going to take over for Sprint when they leave. I think they're going through the two. I just had that up too. Sprint. Leaving after, I think it's the 2016 season. So it'll be pretty interesting to see who takes over for that. But anyway, Xfinity coming in next year for Nationwide. They've had a nice short little run. So, no longer, I think the Nextel Sprint era started, what, 2003, I think? Kurt Busch won the first Nextel Cup, then they merged in with Sprint. That's a, I'll say, 13-year difference. 13 years that Nextel Sprint's been with NASCAR in the Premier Series. And then I think Craftsman, as far as the Truck Series, was in there for a good amount of time. They left, and now it's Camping World. So Nationwide has probably been with it the shortest once. Busch and Beer pulled out. I think it's about 7-8 years. So maybe it's longer than I think. But we'll just have to wait and see. With Andy, Xfinity taking over next year, and NBC moving in, which is owned by, both are owned by Comcast and Fox. So Fox again with the first half of the year. Look for some of your same broadcasters making the switch, going from Fox to NBC, and then some from ESPN that are coming over to Fox. So we'll just have to keep an eye on things. We'll have an update as we get closer and talk more about it. Everything's kind of quiet right now. With the holidays and all, things will kick back up. It always does. So I guess what we'll do is we'll say goodnight to everybody tonight. Wish everybody a happy new year. See you back next Monday. I'll have some more stuff to see what guests we can get on. And, we'll talk more then. So everybody have a good night, and we'll see you all next week.